2009年上海高考英语听力试题。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. I am so sick of calling the ticket office. The line is always busy.
Why don't you order through the internet?
Question. What does the woman suggest the man do?
2. What was the best moment of the race for you?
Oh, when I got to the finishing line, definitely.
Question. What kind of person is probably the man? 3. I'd like to mail this package, special delivery. Can it arrive within 2 days?
Sure, no problem.
Question.Where does this conversation probably take place? 4. My brother is thinking of eating out with us Saturday night. Any suggestions?
It is up to you. I don't know the restaurants around here that well.
Question. What does the man mean?5. The floor is awfully wet. What happened?
The moment I got into the shower, the phone rang.
Question. What does the man imply?
6. I'm going to a party at Carol's house.
You can't be serious. We've got 2 tests at school tomorrow.
Question. How does the woman feel about the man's idea?
7. Where shall we go today, then?
Shall we try the Royal Garden recommended in the leaflet?
Question. What will the 2 speakers do next?
8. I have come to repair your doorbell.
You should have come earlier. I'm just going out.
Question. What does the woman imply?9. It has been pouring for days now.
Tomorrow is my day at the beach. I will just have to forget about it if it doesn't clear up.
Question. What does the woman imply?
10. When I'm playing the piano, I don't worry about anything. How about you?
I go to the gym every day. It helps me deal with stress.
Question. What are the 2 speakers talking about?
2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages, and you will be asked 3 questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question,Read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
When I was 12, my parents moved out of London to a small village near Oxford. I was the only Asian girl in my school, and I suddenly felt a bit lonely. Luckily, I had a brilliant art teacher who encouraged me to go to art college.However, on the day of my college interview in Bath, I woke up late. I left the house wearing 2 odd shoes and didn't notice that my bottle of chocolate milk had poured all over the painting in my bag. Then when I finally got to the station, I got on the wrong train. Who knows? If I had gone to Bath that day, I might have become a professional artist. but I went to Sweden instead. I told the woman next to me on the train about what had happened, and she suddenly cried with laughter. It turned out she was a producer of a comedy program on the radio. To cut a long story short, I got an invitation a week later to attend an interview for the show. And the rest, as they say, is history. I am very lucky. My life has been full of happy accidents. Now I am in charge of a very popular TV comedy program.
Now listen again, please.
When I was 12, my parents moved out of London to a small village near Oxford. I was the only Asian girl in my school, and I suddenly felt a bit lonely. Luckily, I had a brilliant art teacher who encouraged me to go to art college. However, on the day of my college interview in Bath, I woke up late. I left the house wearing two odd shoes and didn't notice that my bottle of chocolate milk had poured all over the painting in my bag. Then when I finally got to the station, I got on the wrong train. Who knows? If I had gone to Bath that day, I might have become a professional artist. But I went to Sweden instead. I told the woman next to me on the train about what had happened, and she suddenly cried with laughter. It turned out she was a producer of a comedy program on the radio. To cut a long story short, I got an invitation a week later to attend an interview for the show. And the rest, as they say, is history. I am very lucky. My life has been full of happy accidents. Now I am in charge of a very popular TV comedy program.
Questions 11. Why did the speaker feel lonely in her new school?
Where did the speaker plan to go for her college interview?
13. What incident had changed her fate?
14 through 16 are based on the following speech.
Today, I will make a speech on zoos. Many people think zoos are cruel and have no place in the modern world. It is my own opinion that zoos, although not perfect, do have a useful function. Firstly, zoos are places of education. Zoos can help children to appreciate nature. Furthermore, research into animal behavior is done in zoos and has increased our knowledges of zoology, genetics, and even psychology. Above all, zoos can protect the future of many species of animal. Many species today are in danger of extinction, and thanks to zoos, they have a chance of survival. Opponents of zoos say that they are cruel. First of all, they argue zoos cannot recreate the environment in which animals live, and because of this, animals are bored and depressed. Secondly, animals have frequent contact with human visitors, which can be stressful. However, in my opinion, most zoos have improved recently. It is now quite rare to see animals in cages, and most zoos try hard to recreate the environment in which different animals live. In conclusion, although zoos are not perfect environment for animals, I believe that they have more advantages than disadvantages. In an ideal world, zoos would not be necessary. But as long as man hunts animals for profit and destroys their environments, zoos are essential.
Now listen again, please.
Today, I will make a speech on zoos. Many people think zoos are cruel and have no place in the modern world. It is my own opinion that zoos, although not perfect, do have a useful function. Firstly, zoos are places of education. Zoos can help children to appreciate nature. Furthermore, research into animal behavior is done in zoos and has increased our knowledges of zoology, genetics, and even psychology. Above all, zoos can protect the future of many species of animal. Many species today are in danger of extinction, and thanks to zoos, they have a chance of survival. Opponents of zoos say that they are cruel. First of all, They argue zoos cannot recreate the environment in which animals live, and because of this, animals are bored and depressed. Secondly, animals have frequent contact with human visitors, which can be stressful. However, in my opinion, most zoos have improved recently. It is now quite rare to see animals in cages, and most zoos try hard to recreate the environment in which different animals live. In conclusion, although zoos are not perfect environment for animals, I believe that they have more advantages than disadvantages. In an ideal world, zoos would not be necessary. But as long as man hunts animals for profit and destroys their environments, zoos are essential.
Questions 14. What is the most important function of zoos according to the speaker?
Why are some people against zoos?
What does the speaker think of zoos? 2. In Section C, you will hear two longer conversations. The conversations will be read twice. After you hear each conversation, you are required to fill in the number of blanks with the information you have heard. Write your answers on the answer sheet.
Blanks 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Good morning. I'd like to rent a family car, please.
Yes, ma'am. For how long?
14 days.
Where do you want to leave the car?
Can I leave it at the downtown office?
Sure. May I see your driver's license?
I have an international driver's license.
Fine. Thank you. Now, do you want a personal accident insurance?
Yes, please.
Right. Can you sign your name here?
There you go.
How do you want to pay?
Cash, please.
Now listen again, please.
Good morning. I'd like to rent a family car, please.
Yes, ma'am. For how long?
14 days.
Where do you want to leave the car?
Can I leave it at the downtown office?
Sure. May I see your driver's license?
I have an international driver's license.
Fine. Thank you. Now, do you want a personal accident insurance?
Yes, please.
Right. Can you sign your name here?
There you go.
How do you want to pay?
Cash, please.
Blanks 21 through 24 are based on the following conversation. In England today, are schools mixed or single-sex?
Well, there are both. 50 years ago, all schools used to be single-sex. I mean girls only or boys only. Then in the 1970s, many schools changed and became mixed.
Do parents still prefer mixed schools?
No, things have changed. Today many parents, especially parents of girls, think their children get a better education in single-sex schools.
Why do girls do better at single-sex schools?
Because girls learn to be more self-confident and less worried about their appearance.
What about boys?
Well, today, many parents of boys want to send them to mixed schools. They think that the girls would be a positive influence on boys.
So, generally speaking, who does better at mixed schools?
Oh, the girls. They get better exam results than boys.
Now listen again, please. In England today, are schools mixed or single-sex?
Well, there are both. 50 years ago, all schools used to be single-sex. I mean girls only or boys only. Then in the 1970s, many schools changed and became mixed.
Do parents still prefer mixed schools?
No, things have changed. Today many parents, especially parents of girls, think their children get a better education in single-sex schools.
Why do girls do better at single-sex schools?
Because girls learn to be more self-confident and less worried about their appearance.
What about boys?
Well, today, many parents of boys want to send them to mixed schools. They think that the girls would be a positive influence on boys.
So, generally speaking, who does better at mixed schools?
Oh, the girls. They get better exam results than boys.